As we get started with the best 5 minutes of the day, a little Lori line in the background on a 28-degree Thursday. Some of the Christmas music as we start the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kanz, our neuropsychologist buddy in Eau Claire. Some of the Christmas tunes, they sound real quiet, and we're south in the office. It's like, do we have dead air? But no, it's there. It's just a little quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Lyne is really loud in the background today.
Oh, she is. All right, yeah. You know, sometimes it works that way. When I'm on the other side working with a partner and he's got the music is a little loud, you can't just say that, but it's okay that right. You just did. That's fine.
Good. It's early in the morning. Maybe not a lot of people heard that.
Yeah.
I'm always curious what it's like coming out on the other end of the radio then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And so you want that just right, the voice and then the music. You want it there, right. But not too loud.
Yeah.
Kind of the Goldilocks thing, just right, right?
So. Just right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, December 7th, obviously the Pearl Harbor anniversary, 82 years ago today.
Yeah, that's true. And our friend Ed's birthday today.
Yes, and he's 78, so he was born...
78 years old.
1945.
Correct. Yeah.
So, and for those
that's exciting.
In the recovery community in and around Eau Claire, he's legendary. He had his own practice, First Things First, for many years. And
right.
He's still on the state board for gambling addiction, I think, right?
He is, yes. It goes to the meetings regularly for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's someone, he stays vibrant into his later years. It's good to watch that.
For sure. We talk about our Saturday breakfast at Randy's, and he is there with us week after week. And so I was actually thinking of, I'll try to do these wake-up calls for people. Not a lot of folks take me up on it, but I thought I was going to try to carry one off of Ned because I think he's an early riser. I'm not going to call him now, but, sometime before 7. What do you think?
I mean, certainly could. That'd be fine. I don't know exactly what time he gets up.
Yeah.
So.
I think he'd feel loved.
Probably. I'll probably reach out to him yet today, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you hear, I think I played it because we had Michael W. Smith, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yeah.
Is that, it's the highs and lows of Christmas in reality, right?
I think so. You know, that's important. I think we touched on that with Advent, right? I mean, there's the joy of Christmas, but there's also the longing. That sometimes I think we miss, and it is the most wonderful time of the year, but I think for a lot of people, it's a really hard time of year.
Yeah, and we try to be as honest as we can be and squeeze out our little 5 minutes here, but I think
right.
I come into the microphone kind of depressed this morning. I mean, I just globally and nationally and politically and where we're at and where we're going, and it's just like, I mean, I'm grateful to be alive, but longing for... a better world.
Yeah. Yeah, it does that, you know, the word Maranatha, come quickly. Lord, come quickly. You know, I think applies in this season as well. And I think it was just this anticipation of the Savior. And I think we're in that space again now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's just week after. I mean, it's just amazing, right? Wasn't it just Monday and now it's Thursday? I mean, it's just the speed of life. And the ups and downs, the highs and lows that you can experience personally as well as those around you. And, oh, by the way, relationships are important, but, boy, they're very challenging, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No, nobody, I think, claims that this is an easy walk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, I think they're fibbing.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, I think that the great line in the wonderful movie Princess Bride, life is pain, Highness, and anybody tells you otherwise... trying to sell you something, so.
Yes. I should watch that again. I haven't seen that for probably a couple of years, so.
Yeah, it's a classic for sure.
So. It is.
All right, well, tell you what, in Luke chapter 1, rather than read all verses 10 through 17, I mean, I think people are familiar. Basically, Zechariah, the deal is that he had a little bit different reaction than Mary, right, when he was greeted by an angel, so.
Yeah, I think, again, the shock of knowing what was coming or what was being promised and kind of doubtful. So definitely a different response.
So let's skip ahead to having said that, and then he couldn't speak for a long time until John was born. He wrote down his name should be right. John. So let's just do today Luke 1:18.
Okay. And that says, Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure this will happen? I am an old man now, and my wife is well along in years."
And the way you tackle it in Letters to the Beloved is, Zechariah's response was typical of those seeking to follow me. He said, "How can I know this? Elizabeth and I are old." His answer reflected his worldview. Even though he believed the old stories of my supernatural power, he'd lived many years without witnessing a miraculous sign. "I know that you also struggle to believe that miracles are possible, but I'm no less capable of doing the impossible now than I was then."
Yeah, you know, again, I think we have to remember the humanity of the people in these stories. And, you know, here Zechariah is just going about his day-to-day life, right? And doing the work and has the angel appear. And he's like, "Yeah, okay, we'll see." And, I think, what would we be like in that situation? And would we respond differently than Zechariah? I don't know.
That's a good reminder. Yep. On that note, let's do it again one more time tomorrow, and then you can have a couple
Sounds
of days
good.
Off. All right, there we go. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. And I keep meaning to talk to him. We got to do it tomorrow and kind of cover that broad overview with him of the books he's written and available for your consideration as you do your Christmas shopping. The big number today, $1.2 million, that is the amount of money that more than half of Americans say would be enough for them to buy happiness. Not a million, but 1.2 million.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll sing, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Kind of a familiar staple of Christmas.
Yes, the chipmunk song. And, kind of responsible, I suppose, for launching the Alvin and the Chipmunks franchise, which has gone on to great things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so the four live action chipmunk movies alone have grossed $1.4 billion with a B worldwide.
I did not know there were that many of them. I think we've just watched one.
But didn't either.
But yeah, they're cute little movies. But again, all of this can be traced back to the novelty record that today has accumulated 112.4 million streams, as well as, of course, regular listening, too.
Billboard estimated that it brings in $300,000 a year in revenue for the master recording and publishing.
So, again, the original, there's all the spinoffs and remakes, but the original, still 300 large every single year with those rights. Man, I got to come up with something like that into perpetuity
there
can set my family up.
Every year, don't worry about the Christmas costs for the gifts, huh? All right, well, we're going to go with the Phillips, Craig, and Dean version this morning, and hoping PCD John is feeling better. Listeners are asking about you, John. The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, and thanks to Jen in Boyd, she's stepping in to the hot seat this morning. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for playing, Jen. And you know what? Because you're a good sport, we didn't even mention a prize because we kind of just said, hey, we should make someone other than Halvo do this. We are going to give you a prize. We're going to give you a code. So hang on the line afterward. We're going to give you a code for a free shirt with free shipping from c4gear.com. That's Christian clothing created for conversation. Cool website, some great products there. So for you or for a gift to someone else, so you're getting a prize no matter what. Jen from Boyd, here's what we're doing. We're testing your knowledge of Christmas songs, but we're saying the titles in a different way. So all you have to do is tell us the title of the Christmas song. So for instance, Boulder of the Tinkling Metal Spheres is Jingle Bell Rock. That's kind of a weird one. Okay. The rest are a little bit easier.
All right.
The Lad is a diminutive percussionist.
Okay.
What Christmas song is that? The Lad is a diminutive percussionist.
Jen?
The Little Drummer Boy.
You got it. For King and Country has a great version of that. How about this one, Jen from Boyd? Decorate the entryways.
Deck the halls.
There you go. She's two for two. Cup-shaped instruments fashioned of a whitish metallic element.
Say it again.
Cup-shaped instruments fashioned of a whitish metallic element.
Silver bells?
There you go. Right. Well done. How about this one, Jen from Boyd, naming Christmas songs? Oh, Small Israel Urban Center.
Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem.
There you go. We don't even have to repeat it. She is nailing these. How about this one? Far Off in a Hay Bin. Far off in
away
a hay
in
bin.
A manger. Yeah.
Yes, away in a
five
manger. There you go. Two more. Going for perfection here. How about this one, Jen from Boyd? Our fervent hope is that you thoroughly enjoy your Yuletide season.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. She's going for 7 for 7. Perfection on the Christmas songs, Jen from Boyd. Here we go. Last one. Jubilation to the entire terrestrial globe.
Joy to the world.
Yes. There you go. Well done, Jen from Boyd. We're going to hook you up with that t-shirt from C4Gear.com. You know your Christmas songs. And yeah, I'll put Havel on the spot here. Jen, is there a Christmas song that you would like to hear right here, right now?
I'd like to hear the new We the Kingdom Christmas song that's out. I don't know the name of it, but I've heard it a couple times.
All right, well, give us a moment. We'll see if we can find it here or find it shortly for you.
Still Can't Sleep on Christmas Eve, Light of the World, either one of those two.
I think it's Light of the World.
All right, let's go with that one here.
There we go.
WIB. We had for King and Country ready to go, but there we go.
Havel was quick. Jen from Boyd, hang on the line. We'll get an email from you and get that free shirt from C4Gear.com sent your way. Thanks for playing along with us.
Thank you.
All right, WIB, we are on our fifth day of our 12 days of bundles where we've got these drawings tying with those who become December partners with a generous gift of $103.70 or greater, and we've only got one name in the box for the 845 drawing, Caleb.
Yeah, but still, again, about 25 minutes for you to go to WWIB.com. Just click on giving. You can give that suggested $103.70 partner gift safely and securely right away, and you'll be in that next drawing. But also, I mean, it's stacking thank you gifts on top of thank you gifts, because check it out, again, giving. Click on that at WWIB.com, and you can see all of the many gift offers during the month of December. I'm looking at them now. The Still album by Stephen Curtis Chapman. There's a book by Johnny Erickson Tada. There's a DVD. So again, you can choose from those. Also, if you give that suggested $103.70, you will definitely get another thank you prize, and that's the Jesus Revolution digital download. Could be for you, could be something that you could send to someone else and say, hey, check out this film. And then, again, you've got a chance to be in our drawing for another possibility of a thank you prize, those thank you bundles.
Yeah, and they start off with a MyPillow 2.0 standard or a queen pillow.
Yeah.
Also, you got an LP record of Lauren Daigle, her newest album, which, of course, was a gift offer last month from WIB Incorporated. How about a family movie night? Not one, but two family DVDs. You can choose some kid-focused or either adult movies that you like. Adult-focused.
Yeah. Again, these all could be an extra thank you gift for you. Also there, the NIV Adventure Bible, the number one Bible for kids ages 8 through 12. The Women of Christmas book by Liz Curtis Higgs, plus in that bundle a Christmas CD of your choice, or maybe you want a two-pack of Christmas CDs. Those are also in amongst the bundles as well.
Caleb, you know my stomach is always talking, and so the restaurants, the food certificates also get my attention. How about a $40 valued Bernatello pizza package? Get that while you can. Two Orves and two delicious Brewpub pizzas. I'm thinking of Matzah Matt here.
Yeah, if you want Domino's, one of the bundles is a $20 gift certificate to Domino's of Chippewa Falls, Menominee, or Eau Claire. You can use it at any of those locations. How about a $10 gift card from Culver's? Get yourself a value basket or some custard.
Get yourself a mushroom and Swiss burger. A family pack of four Chick-fil-A gift cards with $36 value. Famous Dave's, a $20 gift certificate, and $10 Quick Trip gift cards to choose from.
Yeah, food or fuel there from Quick Trip. Some great grocery store bundles. Again, Family Fair, $25 gift card for any of their Chippewa Falls or Lake Wissota locations. Hy-Vee, love shopping at Hy-Vee, $25 gift card there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. And you've got the festival $10 gift card. Or for those who give two to three partner gifts, and again, Frank was very generous with five. You got the MyPillow Queen Sheet Set or the MyPillow King Sheet Set.
Yeah, there you go. So again, those are additional thank you gifts on top of the normal December gift offers and the extra gift for all the partners, the Jesus Revolution DVD digital download. But if your name is in the drawing, which again is three times per weekday, we may just be calling you and letting you know, hey, you can have your choice in one of these bundles as well as an extra thank you for your generosity to WIB Incorporated here at the end of the year.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We were coming up on 8:25, and we've got weather ahead, bottom of the hour. And after that, one of our listeners has been battling things a little bit this week. PCD John, he's going to check in after the weather. We'll hear what he had to say on the listener line at 715 715- 866-1670. Well, we always get these different examples of how we are family. And how about, we told you earlier in the week, PCD John asking for prayer for him as he was battling some things and health-wise. And so Keith and Owen had checked in this morning on the listener line. He said, hey, how's PCD John doing? I don't know how many stations, you know, have listener concern expressed to the station like that, but that's a part of what we got going on here. And so John chiming in this morning, we did have, of course, a PCD song earlier because we were talking about the Chipmunks. So here we go.
Mark and Caleb, thank you for playing the Chipmunk song by Phillips Craig D for me. This darn COVID is still hanging on, but I'll wait it out. And I thank you for mentioning it and all the listeners who showed their concern for me. And thank you for praying. That's the number one reason for healing is praying to God. So thank you very much, and both of you have a great day. God bless you.
All right, John, you get better. You get well, man, and get that strength back and some medicinal powers in music as well. Phillips, Craig, and Dean, welcome to our world. WWIB, good morning. All right, on a 34-degree 7th of December Thursday, time for our second of three drawings and our fifth day of 12 days of bundles.
Yes, and again, these drawings are from those who've given that generous suggested amount of $103.70 or more, a partner pledge, 103.7, just like our main frequency, to support WIB Incorporated and 20 Christ Center programs here that air on WWIB, some on a daily, some on a weekly basis. And these are programs that are unable to pay for their own airtime, and so you all sponsor them through your generosity all throughout the year. But again, as with any nonprofit, it's always critical at the end of the year. And so thank you so much for your generous support. And an extra thank you on top of a couple thank yous, a chance to win one of these bundles if your name is drawn here, in addition to the regular thank you gift offers, and for those who give that suggested partner gift, that Jesus Revolution digital movie download as well. So we have a couple names in the box. Still time for you to get yours in for the next drawing at 4:45. Again, quickest way is to go online to WWIB.com, but you can mail it in or walk it in as well.
Yeah, Frank was already in there, and he stopped by yesterday. Very generous, multiple pledges. But also, Courtney responded this morning during the WIB Wake Up Show from Rice Lake. So thanks in advance for partnering with us. All right, here's the drum roll.
All right, and
Caleb's drawing.
It is Frank. Thank you so much, Frank, for your wonderful gift. Courtney will stay in there for the next drawing later on today. But Frank, somebody will give you a call to let you choose one of those wonderful Christmas bundles as a thank you on top of the thank you gifts already.
Absolutely. So a lot of appreciation for you great WWIB listeners and for your partnership with us and WIB Incorporated.